Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the human body. We're on an interesting one today. The term is aldosterone. Have we done a normal long-form episode just on aldosterone?
No way. What? That would never happen.
What do you mean? I reckon we could fill 2 hours with aldosterone.
Oh.
But the question is, can we fill 9 minutes with aldosterone?
I'll do my best.
All right. Apart from headbutting the microphone. Let's see.
So let's start with the word itself.
All right, go.
Aldo.
Oh. Aldo, yes.
It sounds almost like our Prime Minister. That's Albo.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes.
Aldo. So I guess the term is really a chemical name.
Yep.
Okay, so aldo refers to an aldehyde.
All right.
So when you studied organic chemistry,
yep,
which I'm sure you did,
yeah,
what is the definition of an aldehyde?
Oh, look, I'm going to have to just go off the top of my head here and say that an aldehyde is an organic compound containing a carbon.
So it's got carbon.
Group.
That's organic, yeah.
It's a carbon-oxygen double bond.
Okay.
Bonded to a hydrogen atom and another carbon group. And so, again, just off the top of my head, I would say that the general formula of an aldehyde is CHO with an R attached to the C, and R's generally represent...
Radium.
Like another side group.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Does that help?
A little bit.
Maybe not the listener.
So aldosterone, the aldo refers to the aldehyde,
yep,
and the sterone refers to a steroid-based hormone.
Yeah.
Or should I say a cholesterol-based hormone.
Okay.
Okay, so putting those two together, it's an aldehyde cholesterol steroid.
Yeah.
Now, it is also known as aldocortin.
Oh.
Or... You may want to know this because you're a gun chemist.
I am a gun chemist, thank you.
C21H28O5.
That's
the chemical formula.
Cool, that's how I, yes, that's how I
that's
know
its,
it.
That's what it's referred to in a prison.
It's that's its prisoner number.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Aldosterone, I guess you could say, is a corticosteroid because it comes from the cortex of the adrenal gland.
All right.
But to be more accurate, it's a mineral corticoid, which means it plays a role in regulating your minerals.
So it comes from the outer few millimetres of the adrenal gland.
Yeah.
You said that. But to call it a mineral corticoid means it plays around with minerals. And minerals tend to be things like sodium and potassium
and
calcium.
They're the big ones.
Shh.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, so wait a second. Which ones does it play around with?
The big ones are sodium, potassium.
Yeah.
But it also have a role in hydrogen and chloride.
Oh, okay.
But the big ones would be sodium.
Yep.
And so to reabsorb sodium.
What does that mean?
Bring sodium from your kidneys, from the what would have ended up in the toilet,
oh,
back into your blood.
Is that where you urinate?
And then puts potassium more into urine. So you have, if you had a lot of aldosterone, you would have potassium pee.
And sodium blood.
Sodium blood. Sodium watery blood. Salty water blood.
Why would you want to reabsorb sodium?
Well, it's a very good molecule to form an osmotic gradient.
Right.
And therefore it pulls water as much as it can out of what was going to be urine back into blood.
So wherever the sodium goes, water follows. Yep. Just like wherever I go, you follow.
Correct.
So I'm the sodium, you're the water.
That's right. Not sure what the potassium is.
The potassium is my wife. So wherever I go, the opposite is where wife's going.
That's right.
All right, so that happens because maybe blood volume's low or blood pressure's low.
Yeah, so the big stimulants for aldosterone,
yep,
the strongest by far is angiotensin 2 levels in your serum.
Explain.
Okay, so the RAS pathway, renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system.
Yep.
This is released from the kidney.
One of my favourites, by the way.
I would have guessed that. So renin is released from the kidneys generally in response to a low blood pressure or indication that there's probably something going wrong with blood volume.
Yeah. Or filtration is not happening fast enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And so renin's released, goes into the blood, meets a friend called angiotensinogen. They meet together, then they produce an offspring called angiotensin 1.
Wow.
Which
really personifying these
then
proteins.
Then goes into the blood and meets a friend in the lung tissue.
So the offspring's now met a friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the lung vasculature, should I say. Okay. And that friend is actually an enzyme.
Okay.
And then turns it into, because the friend is actually a wizard, turns it into angiotensin 2. Now, angiotensin 2 has...
What's the point of that? Who's angiotensin 2 again?
Angiotensin 2 is the modified baby of...
of the wizard and the friend.
So anyway, angiotensin 2 has profound effects on blood vessels, but what it will do is go to the adrenal gland and instruct the cortex to release aldosterone.
And ultimately the whole reason why angiotensin 2 was released, you said, was because blood pressure or blood volume was low.
Yeah.
So it going to the adrenal gland to release aldosterone tells you that, well, hopefully aldosterone's role is to increase blood pressure, blood volume. And you said it does that by reabsorbing sodium into the body or blood, which carries water with it.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, perfect.
So a few other things that may stimulate aldosterone would be potassium levels, presumably high levels, and also high levels of hydrogen, which would indicate an acidosis state.
Wait. So you're saying that if the bloodstream had high levels of potassium, it would want to try and pee it out to get rid of it.
Yeah, that would be one method.
And so by stimulating aldosterone, it can pee that potassium out, but it swaps it for sodium.
Mm-hmm.
And it does the same with hydrogen ions. It can pee the hydrogen ions out but swap it for sodium. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, no, let's guess. This is a good podcast to guess on stuff.
I'd have to.
Welcome to Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's Guessing Medical Podcast.
But also the hydrogen levels do play a role with potassium levels in terms of...
They swap each other.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So there could be a factor in there as well.
Oh, maybe throwing the potassium out brings hydrogen back in.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Anyway.
But let's not guess.
So aldosterone is released and that's going to be the outcome is sodium reabsorption with water and potassium secretion.
Cool.
Okay. Now, yeah, I think I've basically mentioned what it does. You happy with that?
Yeah. What about diseases?
Clinical, well, here's a story for you.
Oh, no, that's cool. Six, seven minutes into it.
I want you to read this plant name for me because I won't be able to pronounce it.
Glyceriza?
Glyceriza.
Glyceriza?
Yeah. So
you know, the internet, you can just type in how to pronounce.
I should do that.
Yeah.
So this is actually what we call the plant licorice.
The plant licorice?
Yeah.
Oh, as in the licorice that I eat in my licorice all sorts?
Yeah, basically, right.
Okay.
So basically what the word means is a sugary root or a sweet root.
Okay. I haven't said anything. Go on. It's pronounced glacereza.
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 Okay, anyway. So this has been used for many thousands of years as a sweetening agent, so to sweeten foods.
Yep.
Okay, and that's what that actual term means.
Okay.
A sweet root of plant.
Right.
Okay. Now, one of the uses that the Greeks adopted from their neighbours who were desert dwellers was they used to chew this and they found that it suppressed thirst.
Right.
And what the reason for why that is the mechanism of this licorice plant is it mimics, doesn't increase the release, it mimics the effect of aldosterone.
So it actually travels to the nephron
and
increases sodium reabsorption and water reabsorption.
That's right.
And then, so it actually, so it can actually hold on to fluid
in the body. Exactly right. And so they were used for that reason. Now,
that's interesting.
Now, so that might be useful if you live in the desert, but if you were to then consume copious amounts of licorice.
Yeah.
Now, it's important to note here that most of the candy or lollies that are licorice based, they're just flavoured licorice. They're not actually licorice.
Really?
So if you were to consume significant amounts of licorice, that's true licorice, which can come from licorice tea or the actual true licorice lolly, which is not as common anymore, like black licorice, you could, in theory, give yourself hyperaldosteronemia.
Wow. Wow.
And there's a case which Chubby Emu used.
Okay.
And that was an individual who was consuming two to three packets of licorice per day for 3 weeks.
Okay.
And he started to get muscle cramping.
Yeah.
And then he started to get tremors.
Yeah.
And then he collapsed in a convulsion and his heart stopped.
And was he hypernatremic?
He was hypokalemic.
Oh, okay, because of the swapping for the potassium. Yeah,
so he lost so much potassium.
Wow.
That he's into an arrest.
He got arrested?
He's heart arrested, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so he lost, I just found this as a number that may be more.
I don't know if any chubby emu case studies are actually true.
Oh, no, it is. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. No, they're all true.
I don't think they are.
They're all true.
No, I don't think they are.
Because he's got references for them all.
Does he?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway,
I'm gonna have to contact him.
So this was a true story from a gentleman in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
He ate all these licorice.
It's Massachusetts, just so you know.
Chew
lolly sets.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, he went into a full cardiac arrest and subsequently died, unfortunately.
Jeez.
But he lost 100 bananas worth of potassium.
Whoa.
So he lost so much potassium that they had to give him
100 bananas back.
Well, he was unconscious, but they gave him a lot of IV potassium, which is usually quite dangerous to give, but they had to give a lot.
Wow. From licorice. Do you love licorice?
I do.
Yeah.
Which basically.
Do you eat it often?
Not often anymore.
Because of this?
Especially after this story.
From the pea family? Is it?
It's a perennial herb.
That's pretty funny. It's from the pea family, considering it doesn't make you pee.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought that was interesting. I mean, you could basically just give a condition that, like a tumor on the adrenal gland, that would result in high amounts of aldosterone.
Makes sense.
But licorice can also do that. But I will say that in most cases, consuming licorice in small quantities won't have any issues.
Yep.
But as you saw with this particular gentleman, he was having a lot.
I'm going to see what lollies contain real licorice.
Okay.
And
get back to us.
I will.
And that is aldosterone.
Thanks, Matt.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flimsy stands slowing you down? Well, it's time to upgrade. Armadillo builds durable, North American-made tablet stands and kiosks. We're so confident, we offer a lifetime warranty. So, elevate your business and visit armadillo.com. That's ArmOdillo.com and use code ACAST for 5% off. Armadillo. Built to last. Designed to impress.